Hello, Katrina.
Hello, my name is Liz, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix.
Hello, this is Katrina.
My name is Liz. I'm calling with Opinion Research. I'm calling with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. Do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
Okay, do you think, generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction or the wrong direction?
Do I think it's going in the right or the wrong direction? That is a great question. I'm not sure if it's going in the right nor the wrong direction. I think it's doing better this year than it was last year, so I guess we'll say the right direction.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of Hyla River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where Levine area is again?
I live in Levine, so I know where it's at.
Okay. Now, in what year were you born?
1975.
Thank you. And are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay. And overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Excellent, good, just fair, poor?
I mean, I like it.
Okay, yeah. Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
It's good.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it would improve the quality of life in Levine. More shops and retail stores or commercial spaces for businesses.
I would say 3.
Okay. More good paying jobs.
5.
Okay. More parks and recreational opportunities.
Say it again?
More parks and recreational opportunities.
5.
Okay. More dining and entertainment options.
4.
Okay. More
affordable.
Can you change that 1 to 5? Yes. More affordable housing options to rent or buy.
5.
Okay. Better public transportation options.
5.
Okay. And better streets and road maintenance.
5.
Thank you. Now, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or homemaker?
So you're asking my status?
Yes.
I'm self-employed.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about business in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
I don't think there's any.
Okay. And would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right
few.
Amount?
Too few.
Yeah, okay, but this is another one. Would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of business that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retails, and restaurants in Levine?
Too few.
Thank you. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each one, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine. Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues.
Yes.
Yes, strongly or yes, somewhat?
What was the first one?
Strongly?
Strongly, yes. Yes, strongly.
Okay. What about home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
Yes, strongly.
Okay. What about grocery stores and supermarkets?
I think we're okay on those. So, no, we don't need more of those.
Okay, what about dollar stores and discount chains?
No, I don't think we need any more of those.
Okay, and what about doctor's office and hospitals?
Yes, we definitely need that.
Okay, yeah, sure. Okay, thank you. Now, in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Levine?
Do you want me to list the kinds of stores? Like, for example, like Ross?
Okay.
What other stores do we need in Levine, guys? Like, what kind of stores? Target. We don't have a Target. We don't have a Ross.
Walmart, but...
Well, we have a Walmart.
Yeah.
The one on 35th Avenue is the Walmart.
For stores?
Yeah. Because we have Michael's, we have TJ Maxx,
we have
Goodwill. Well, it would be nice to have one closer, but okay, we could do another Goodwill, or we could do a Goodwill that's closer. We mainly need entertainment places.
Yeah.
We need places like bowling and movie theaters and roller skating, and that's what we need. We need more entertainment places. We need things like Dutch Bros and no more Starbucks.
Here
we need In-N-Out.
Okay.
Raising Cane's is going in on the corner, so yeah. The movie theater, for sure we need a movie theater. What else? Think of what are places that we go to that we can't do at home? Like, we go to travel to go to do things at other places.
Mexican.
Okay. Well, we have a bunch of Mexican food places, but... Well, that outdoor mall is going to help. Costco. We definitely need Costco. We need a hospital. Or at least, we have one little emergency room, but we don't have any hospitals south of the river bottom.
Okay. Thank you.
Does that help?
Yes. Thank you. Now, switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is it a big problem, very big problem, fairly big problem, moderate problem, slight problem, or not a problem at all?
Well, I think it's a moderate problem because they're building apartments and condos right now. So they're building a ton of those apartments and condos. There's a lot of houses that are for sale or for rent, but they're not affordable for lower income families. So that's where the condos and the apartments will come in. They're just not done being built. They're in the process of building them.
Thank you. Now, how much of a problem is the affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent? Is it a very big problem, fairly big, moderate problem, slight problem, or not a problem at all?
We'll say fairly big.
Thank you. Now, still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each one, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. Multi-family housing like apartments or condominiums.
Would I like to see more?
Yeah.
I mean, personally, no, but we need it. So what are my options?
Yes, strongly, yes, somewhat, or no?
Yes, strongly. Well, the middle option, not the
somewhat.
The one that's the middle option that you said.
Yes, somewhat.
Yeah, so somewhat. Okay. Yeah, somewhat.
What about housing options for seniors?
Oh, definitely. We need that. So I'll say strongly. Because we have very little housing for seniors.
Thank you. What about single family detached homes?
Yes, strongly.
And what about townhouses or attached homes?
What was the question?
Townhouses or attached homes?
I don't know what that is.
Townhouses or attached homes?
We'll say somewhat.
Okay. Thank you. Now, how long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20, or more than 20?
I've lived in Phoenix for 48 years.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
What was the question? Do I currently what?
Do you own your home, rent, or living with friends or family?
Rent.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of proposals to address housing costs and options in Laveen. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
I'll say no, because I think they have enough for that.
So do you oppose somewhat or oppose strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow the construction of more apartment buildings.
Somewhat.
Okay. Somewhat opposed or somewhat favor?
Somewhat favor.
Okay.
Did you say part or did you say apartment?
Change zoning laws to allow the construction of more apartment buildings.
Oh, apartment, yeah. So somewhat, yeah.
Somewhat favor or somewhat opposed?
Somewhat favor.
Okay. Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
Sure. We'll say somewhat in favor.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhouses, duplexes, and triplexes.
Somewhat, agree.
Okay. Somewhat favor?
Yes, somewhat favor.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow a mix of single family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
Somewhat in favor.
Okay. Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
Yeah. So I could say strongly agree.
Strongly favor? Okay. Thank you. Thank you for staying with me. We're almost done. One moment. Now, finally, just a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last grade that you have completed?
Master's.
Thank you. And what is your annual household income? Just tell me when I get to the right amount. Less than 25,000, 25 to 50,000, 50 to 75. Okay. Thank you. Finally, just strictly for verification purposes, but my supervisor, may I please have your first name?
Katrina.
Okay. Thank you so much. That concludes with our survey. I thank you for your time and patience. I hope you enjoy the rest of your time.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.